We had a lot of fun times and were married in February 1950 in Klamath Falls, Oregon. We were married by a Judge Mahoney, who was the father of 12 children, 6 boys and 6 girls. We saw the pictures of them. Back in Bend, Tom's mother and sister, Mary Jane, were living with him at the time, so we were just one big happy family for those first few months. Then they went back to Philadelphia, and Tom and I stayed with Uncle Bill and Aunt Dorothy a couple of months while Uncle Bill recovered from some surgery. Aunt Dorothy was working at St. Charles Hospital, and I was pregnant, so it all worked out fine. I had quit my job, and after taking care of Uncle Bill, we got a small one-bedroom house on the west side of Bend. Son Tom. Tom was working for Leonard Lundgren at the time, and on April 11, 1951, our first son, Tom, was born, with my Uncle Doc doing the delivery. I also had several friends who were nurses there. One who cared for me was Ann Grunfelder. She was an old friend of the family, and she was an anesthetist for the hospital. She and her sister Emma lived a block from the hospital in an apartment. Neither was married, and they took turns at the hospital, as Emma was also an anesthetist. When I was very young, my mother would leave me with them for a couple hours when we came to town. They would let me take a real bath in a real bathtub with bubble bath. It was quite exciting. I really hated being away from my mother, but I usually was okay when I was with them. So it was wonderful having them there to urge me on with my first son. Philadelphia. Around the end of May that year, Tom came home from work one evening and said, "Let's go back to Philadelphia." After my initial shock, I said, "Okay." He wanted to finish his tool and die machinist trade that he had started in trade school. We took all our belongings to my dad at the ranch, and he left for the East Coast. I moved in with Dad and stayed there about 3 weeks. I packed all the things we would need into a large trunk from the ranch, and it was shipped ahead of us to Philadelphia. Tom got a job at Leeds and Northrop in Philly and told me to come on back. I tried to get an airplane ticket, but they were on strike. I waited and waited, and finally my dad suggested I go by train. He helped me get a roomette on the train and saw me off in Bend on the bus to the Dalles, where I caught the train that evening.